I'm Marcela Sanchez with an AP News Minute. The Senate has passed a budget plan that would fund ICE and Border Patrol in a bid to reopen the Department of Homeland Security. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Senate Republicans have approved a budget plan that would fund ICE and Border Patrol in the Department of Homeland Security. Majority Leader John Thune.
Democrats want to defund law enforcement. Defund border security.
Democratic Senator Jack Reed of Rhode Island.
It unlocks reconciliation, a process that will allow Republicans to ram through another partisan bill that finds and funds two rogue federal agencies.
Homeland Security has been shut down since mid-February. Democrats are demanding changes following the fatal shootings of two Americans at the hands of federal agents. Donna Warder, Washington.
The Pentagon says Navy Secretary John Phelan is leaving his job. No reason was given for the unexpected departure of the Navy's top civilian official. Israeli and Lebanese officials are set to meet in Washington today to attempt to extend a fragile 10-day ceasefire that began last week. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
The meeting comes as local authorities said three separate Israeli strikes killed at least six people and wounded others in southern Lebanon. Meanwhile, the prospects of talks between Iran and the U.S. to end the war in the Middle East is uncertain. Pakistan had planned to host another round of talks this week, but the White House has suspended Vice President Vance's planned trip to Islamabad, while Iran accused the U.S. of a lack of good faith in negotiations. Iran fired on three ships in the Strait of Hormuz on Wednesday and seized two of them. The attacks came a day after President Trump extended the ceasefire while maintaining an American blockade of Iranian ports. I'm Karen Shamas.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Gary Fields reports on a key redistricting measure in Virginia.
The arms race by state legislators and voters to control Congress took another step forward in Virginia. That's where voters approved a constitutional amendment that allows the congressional districts to be redrawn now rather than waiting for the census every 10 years. One voter in Alexandria, Matt Wallace, said he was resigned to the fact that in the current environment, it is a standard of by any means necessary to fight back.
I think that the redistricting issue across the country is unfortunate that we've had to resort to temporary redistricting.
Those that opposed it, like Joanna Miller, focused solely on Virginia and not the rest of the country and talked about how it will disenfranchise them.
I voted against the redistricting because I want my vote to count in a fair way.
Another test is coming in just a week in Florida. I'm Gary Fields.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.